Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that cheeky subscribe button, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story, which of course does come with an update. It's from the user Throwaway Chosen from subreddit True Off My Chest, who says, "My dad is furious that my mum slept with other people in an open marriage he wanted. My parents got married when they were super young. My dad knocked up my mum and their parents married them off. My grandfather was able to set up some business for my dad in a big city and they moved here soon after my birth. My mum grew up in a conservative southern town where she was taught to be a submissive wife, and even after moving to the big city, she didn't spend much time socializing. She had no friends and never went out. My dad was only there to provide for us. He was always away on business and he wasn't there as a husband for my mum or as a father to me. My dad made a lot of money, so we never lacked for anything. Growing up, I became my mum's best friend. We would talk about everything. I pushed her to make friends and to find hobbies. After years of pushing, she started going to a nearby park and made her first friend, a gym trainer. Encouraged by her and me, she decided to join the gym. She met a few more people there and started having some semblance of a social life, but she still continued to tell me everything. I think my dad's new secretary gave him the idea, but he had asked my mum for an open marriage almost a year ago. He told her he wasn't happy in their marriage and that she wasn't providing him with everything he wanted. My mum, who is a Christian wife, was mortified and told me about the proposal in tears. I suggested she get a divorce, but she said she didn't believe in it and she wouldn't be the one to end their marriage. As my dad pushed, I knew exactly where this would end up if my mum agreed. Her friend and I convinced her. My mum was hesitant at first, but she agreed with the condition that they would be completely transparent with each other. My dad was a middle-aged 41 man with a belly, and my mum, 39, was an athletic woman who worked out regularly. I'm a 22-year-old woman, by the way. I don't know how my dad was so blind or what he thought would happen. I helped create online dating profiles for my mum almost 6 months ago. After getting an insane number of matches, choosing from them and chatting with them for months, my mum started hooking up with a few people. Getting all this attention has provided a massive boost to her confidence and she seems better. My dad hooked up with his secretary almost immediately. He had very little luck with other ladies. With a transparency thing, my mum tells him about all her hookups. A few weeks ago, my dad screamed at my mum for some minor thing. Usually, my mum would have apologised, but with her new confidence, she didn't back down. It's been constant fights for the last few weeks. My dad keeps starting fights by making snide remarks about my mum's clothing or appearance. He almost even called my mum a whore, but stopped himself. I think open marriage finally sunk in. My mum told me he tried to have a conversation about stopping their open marriage, but she immediately shot it down. I think they'll split up. My dad was never there for either of us, but the thought of my parents splitting up still feels weird. I don't feel bad for my dad, but I wish he put in more effort into his family. I'm happy for my mum though. And as I said, we do have a little update to this one as well, but wow. We've had a couple of stories about open marriages, requesting open marriages and it going wrong. Obviously, a lot of people in comments before have told me that, you know, they've had open marriages and it's been absolutely fine, and which I kind of think more power to you. But in this particular situation, to already have like what it sounds like was a strained marriage, then to request something else on top of that. Of course, I don't think that was ever going to end well. But Nero328 says, "Honestly, I might just sit down with some popcorn to watch this implosion. So he basically wanted his wife's permission to bang his secretary, and when that didn't work, he thought his reserve, in other words, a wife, would be so grateful he came back to her that she would, what, immediately end all the attention and self-confidence she obtained. Obviously, your dad never did his research. In open marriages, it's almost always easier for the woman to find a date than a man. Squirrelball says he fucked around and found out. Oof. Sim says he got what he deserved and the secretary isn't probably there for the belly. It's a good thing that your relationship with your mum is this good and that she became so much more confident. Kenny says the open marriage stories I see always make me laugh. The man begs and begs for one, and then once he sees his wife getting all the attention while he's getting close to zero, an open marriage is suddenly not what he wants anymore. Good for your mum. Master Clock says, lol, dude, one of my previous roommates slash landlord had this exact same issue, kept nagging his wife for an open marriage. She finally agreed, got herself a boyfriend while husband had little luck finding partners. She reevaluated their marriage and divorced him. He cried out saying she cheated and left him. This 30 plus year old man tries to bring 2 plus 18 plus year olds over and wonders why they won't bang him. And one more from a deleted user who says play stupid games and win stupid prizes. This is a beautiful example of karma. Good for your mum and I'm glad she's living her best life. Sorry though you're caught in the middle. So the update says, a few days after my previous post, my dad left our home and had a divorce served to mum in a week. My grandparents didn't know about any of this, but my dad told them when he served the divorce. He also implied to them that my mum was cheating on him. Both sets of grandparents came to our home and started berating my mum. I kept screenshots of all my parents' communications and my mum showed them to them and it got way worse after that. Grandparents started fighting each other, blaming each other's children for causing all this. A few days after this, my mum's old church friends came to our house. Back when my mum used to go to church, they used to look down on her for being from a small town. My mum has always been a very caring and non-judgmental person, so she disagreed with their bigotry and they began excluding her from their activities. After she met her gym friends, my mum stopped going to church entirely. These church friends started calling my mum a slut and she kicked them out. My mum is on a cut right now, so she has very defined abs and arms. So along with all the normal stuff getting thrown at her, my grandparents accused her of having a man body, and she also had a lot of random transphobia thrown at her. Her trainer friend has been a great support through all this. She contacted the attorney she used for her divorce and my mum is spending a lot of time at her house. Turns out, the business my dad is running is owned by mum. It was set up by my mum's dad in her name, so it belongs to her. I did not know this until now and assumed that my dad owned it. The whole situation is a huge mess right now. Dad is living in some hotel and my grandparents left yesterday, after a week of fighting and trying to force my parents back together. I know there's a lot more divorce drama to come, but I hope it calms down, for now. So I think we can see a future update on this one as well, and I wonder what's going to happen with that business. Is mum just going to pull the rug? Can she legally, I wonder? Let me know your thoughts on that one, and let's move on to another story. And our next story is a bit of an odd one from the title and the post, but I found it quite interesting. And it's titled, How Can I Get My Boyfriend to Stop Digging a Tunnel Under a Property He Inherited? And it's by the user's specialist ad and does come with an update as well. So, I know this is a weird question, but my boyfriend likes to spend a lot of his free time digging a tunnel on some property that he inherited. I haven't seen the full extent of it, but last I saw it was remarkably deep under the surface. He spent roughly a year on it, and it's evident. The front of the thing is deep, wide, well put together. At the front, which is only the part that I've seen, he's got cement beams, electric lights, even chairs and a small table. I haven't got into it, but it looked like the quality severely dropped as the tunnel went further, mostly becoming open dirt with some wood beams holding it up. My biggest concern is his safety. I'm really worried that he's going to dig too deep and it'll collapse on him or something. I've tried voicing this concern to him, but he just laughs it off and assures me that he'll be fine. Aside from safety concerns, there's also the fact he doesn't really have a social life because of this thing. I'm pretty much the only person he talks to outside of his job, and he doesn't go out and do anything anymore. It used to be that he'd occasionally head out and do some digging on the weekends, but now he spends almost all of his free time out there. He still comes home, but he barely spends any time with me, and I know that he isn't doing anything but digging that damn hole in the ground. This can't be good for his mental health, but I don't know how to convince him to stop. He's always really happy when he comes back from digging, which is why I haven't seriously tried to stop him before. But I was talking to a friend about him, and she told me he might be going crazy. Obviously, I don't think he's insane, but I hadn't considered the mental health aspect of this, and I just don't know what to do. Now, I don't know if this is the same thing, maybe it is mental health, maybe it is something like that, but I love to dig a hole. Whenever I'm at the beach with people or whatever, one of the first things I'm doing is digging a massive hole. I fill it in afterwards, guys. There is just something so great about digging. I don't know what it is. So if there was land around me where I could freely dig a tunnel like this guy was, I think I'd be there. It's like some real life Minecraft shit going on. But Dirty Reload says, dude's a mole man. He's not just digging the tunnel. He's going home. Pancake Go Boom says, one of my brothers has always been the mole man sort. Going camping, he digs a hole for the fire pit. Going to the beach, he's going to start digging to see how far he can get before the tide comes in. He fucking loves digging. His whole room was bulldozers, excavators, etc, etc. Now as a grown-ass man, he's had one job. It's digging holes. He dig holes for the telephone company. He started off being the one to jump in after the hole's dug and clear off the lines. Then he had to stand above the hole and watch it for any sign of caving. Now he gets to drive the big digger and dig the holes himself. Originally, he wanted to go get his heavy equipment license to drive the big, big ones, but he's happy just digging his 6 feet holes on a small crew. And that's a guy that just loves life, right? And it reminds me of those, there's programs on the TV where opal hunters in Australia, and they go digging holes and they put excavators and all this sort of stuff, but they're also trying to find opals as well. I mean, it looks incredibly dangerous, but it looks like a lot of fun. Not Several Badger says, this story makes me feel something. Perplexed? But like in a satisfying way, where I don't want to fathom their rationale because it might spoil the perplexity.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now let's move to the update to find out what's going on here. So I've spoken with my boyfriend, and after a good long chat, I successfully say, mission accomplished. I sat him down when he came home Thursday night and seriously voiced my concerns, both about his safety and about our relationship. He hadn't realized how big of an effect this had been having on me in regards to our relationship, and he immediately said that he was going to cut the time spent out there in half. He said that we could spend the entire weekend together, and we pretty much did. Friday night was spent at home, and we went out for a nice dinner Saturday night after spending the day together. We were going to have a nice, lazy Sunday together, but I could tell he was getting kind of antsy and almost nervous after church today. So I told him he could go ahead and go to his tunnel early if he wanted to. I won't lie, I was kind of hoping that he would stay at home, but he decided to go back out, which is alright by me. I also talked to him about my concerns regarding gases that you all made me realise I should be conscious of, and he said that he'd worked to get some sort of ventilation system installed ASAP, and that he'd even dig with his dad's old gas mask if that made me feel better. The only thing that I didn't bring up was maybe going to therapy about it, mainly because he said he'd cut back and I didn't want to push the issue too far. I think that he could maybe benefit from it, but he's of the opinion that you only go to therapy if there's something wrong with you. And I don't want him to think that I'm saying there's something wrong with him. So all in all, maybe I should have brought that up, but I'm definitely happy with how things turned out. So thanks everybody that gave some advice. Also, a lot of people were asking why he tunnels. And while I asked him before, I asked again, and this was his answer. It's just pleasant. When I'm down there, I feel safe and calm, and I'm always happier when I leave than when I went in. And then there was one more comment that was absolutely unsatisfied with it, saying like, why is he digging? What's the end game? What's he trying to achieve here? And then a bot came in which said, hobby tunneling. Hobby tunneling is a tunnel construction as a diversion. Usually, hobby tunnelers dig their tunnels by hand using little equipment, and some can spend years or even decades to achieve any degree of completion. In some cases, tunnels have been dug secretly and only discovered by chance. And I hope what that bot meant by chance, that they don't fucking fall through the hole or something. I really want to go dig now. Let's move on to the next story before I suddenly run outside with a shovel. And our next story comes from HonestWish7885, who says, am I the arsehole for saying that I wouldn't be playing mum with my ex's affair baby? My ex-husband and I divorced 4 years ago because he cheated. He had an affair baby, Juniper, 3-year-old female, with the other woman, but Juniper's mum passed away when she was 1 year old. Aside from my ex-husband and his family, she doesn't have anyone else because her mum grew in the system. He and I have 4 kids, Joshua, 20 male, Cassidy, 16 female, Nate, 11 male, and Jacob, 8 male. When we divorced, Joshua cut him off and Cassidy followed him soon after. They don't visit him anymore and he has never met Juniper. He has always blamed me for that because I kept his children away. He might be an awful husband and partner, but he's an awesome dad, I'll give him that much. Nate and Jacob still visit him and are close with his baby. I tried once to take the three of them out when she was younger, but it wasn't for me. I know she's blameless, but I can't separate her from my ex's betrayal. So I know every time I pick Nate and Jacob up, I try not to engage much. If she says hi, I say hi back. If she waves, I do too, but nothing more. Now every time I pick them up, she starts to mumble, Mama, Mama. I tell her things like, no, Juniper, I'm not your mum. Call me my name. I'm fine with that. Last time, she actually ran at me calling me Mama and began to cry when I didn't pick her up and take her with me. Listen, I don't think my ex is telling her to call me Mum, but that's how Nate and Jacob act, especially Jacob. He runs at me saying Mum, Mum and hugs me, so I guess she's copying his behaviour. Yesterday, my son spent Easter with my ex's family and Juniper ran at me again. I said hi and my ex asked for a second, which I said yes. He basically told me that seeing me picking the boys up, being affectionate and loving with them is confusing and hurting Juniper. She's a baby and she doesn't understand what's happening. So he asked me if I could just take her with me for a few days like I do with the boys and maybe, over time, let her call me Mum. I said absolutely no, that I'm sorry for Juniper but I won't be playing Mum with her and that I'm only keeping a relationship with both of them because of our sons. He called me heartless and pointed out how she cries when I leave without her, but I said that it wasn't my problem and that he should deal with that. He later sent a video of Juniper crying by the door and said, I hope you are happy. So, am I the arsehole? I mean, I know it's not her fault, but it isn't mine either. Absolutely not the arsehole. And you said in a part of this story, you said, listen, I don't think my ex is telling her to call me Mum. And you said it's probably because how your children act, but I'm sort of skeptical of that behavior from that last paragraph there, the fact that he would send you a video of that, wants you to take her away for a few days to get to know her and eventually become her mum, which is just not a good idea for yourself. And don't get me wrong, I feel so sorry for this child. You know, this child is obviously hurting, but it's not OP's fault. Dad is clearly not discouraging this behavior and maybe even amping it up in some ways. And as I said, my heart absolutely breaks that children. I hate stories where their children are involved and they're the ones that's, you know, hurting in these situations. And I just maybe wonder if you could get him to drop the kids off rather than you picking them up, because clearly it's having an effect on Juniper like this. And that may be possibly one solution around it. I don't know if there's any flaws to that yet. I can't think off the top of my head. But Jenny Sim says, it's a shame you can't divorce him twice. MDSN Bell says, not the arsehole. I think I've seen your ex's balls outside of a target. I'm so sorry this baby is hurting. She's of the age where I'm sure she's trying to figure out her little world. Part of that is copying her big brothers, and I commend you for shutting her down kindly. But your ex is a piece of work. He cannot ask you to support him and definitely cannot ask you to take this kid off his hands.
He had a supportive parenting partner, and he threw it all away when he cheated on you. LaCroix says, not the arsehole. Your ex has his own special seat in hell for his manipulation of this situation. Yes, the child is blameless, but your ex made his bed. Now he gets to lay in it, and I'll bet 100 Reddit dollars that he doesn't actually give a fuck about how sad Juniper is. He just wants to break from being a full-time parent and is trying to weasel that break from you. Awkward Wasabi says, not the arsehole, but there is another simple solution here. Let him pick up and drop off his sons while someone watches Juniper at home. Poor little girl. My heart goes out to her, but it also goes out to you, OP. This isn't a mess of your making. No reason for anyone to stick the broom and dustpan in your hand for the cleanup. Overseas Mango says, not the arsehole, your ex is such a shitty father. Wow. He could easily take Juniper on a walk or leave the house to do something fun with her for 15 minutes before you go pick up the boy so she doesn't have to see you. He's completely abdicating his role as a father to that little girl. Of course, she's confused. Instead of protecting her, he's setting her up for disappointment. Also, good for you for setting a boundary. This is something that's only going to get hard as she gets older if you start letting her call you mum. Here's where this would lead. Why do brothers get to spend more time with you, mummy? Do you love them more? Why weren't you at my ballet practice? Pretending is cruel and solves nothing. Your ex is being such an arsehole. And one more from Ruth Barb, who says, not the arsehole, but I disagree that he's a great father. Cheating aside, a great father would accept his responsibility for his estranged relationship with his older sons and work to repair it. Instead, he blames you. A great father to a motherless child would be working out how to meet her needs. Instead, he's trying to manipulate you into a quick fix by being a part-time mother, and no doubt give himself a break. That sounds like an emotional train wreck for a girl who has already lost so much. Thanks to Reddit, I've learned that it's not totally uncommon for affair babies to be raised by the cheater and betrayed spouse. More power to those families and marriages for making it work. But trying to pawn off your daughter to the ex who left you because of the affair? How does he walk with those balls? I hope he steps up, takes responsibility, and becomes the father these kids deserve. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the stories, as always, means the absolute world. And I can never thank you enough for what you do. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.